This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into another hour of important medical information and discovery. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen to keep things sort of moving along in terms of questions, the focus, the studies, the research that Ken and others are doing, bring you up to date on the cardiological world, because Ken is one of the country's top cardiologists, but also other things that he's come across in reading the medical journals. I've sort of made a decision. I kind of want to wait and do the COVID stuff at the end of the hour instead of at the beginning of the hour. What do you think? It's no longer the most important thing. It is important, and people need to know things about COVID, but do we need to make it the first thing we talk about, which would imply that it is the most important thing happening medically? I'll let you make that judgment, Ken.
We can move on. We've got to learn to live with it, so let's learn to live with it. We'll make it at the bottom of the line.
All right, so let's top at the top of the talk list as far as medical health talk is concerned is a focus on meditation. I was reading something about meditation in water today, but I noticed that there also is a study of meditation and what it does to your gut. If you are a practitioner, the GAPS practitioners that are around the country would probably embrace this. So let's go to Tibet for this information, Ken.
Well, Tibetan monks, they're known for many things, and one thing that they're known for is the severity and duration of how hard they meditate. Right, Doug?
Right.
And what's learned in Tibetan monks who have meditated at an intense level for a significantly long time, their gut flora looks different than the rest of us, than their neighbors even. And what was discovered and published just recently this week in General Psychiatry is that they have the gut flora that resembles those who have less heart disease, less anxiety, and less depression. So it seems like their efforts at deep and long-term meditation seem to change the flora, the bugs in their gut, the good ones that we all need to have good health. So meditation seems to have this effect on the body, and it's a good one.
So in the best case scenario, it's not likely we're going to live like the Tibetan monks, but what can we do? What do you think can be done here, practically speaking, that will kind of enhance people and the health of their gut? Because we have so many challenges now because of all the lousy food that we are exposed to and many of us eat.
Well, I think it's more of a matter of how you live your lifestyle. I think that you know, trying to eat a healthy life, eat a healthy diet, but also just trying to live a stress-lowering lifestyle. I think that's the lesson that we take from the monks. You know, just taking time to unwind and get the steam out of our ears and live a less stressful life. This is so important for lowering the risk of heart disease, of cancer, of strokes, all of the main killers. Getting a stress-lowering life is so important.
Very important. Get the stress out of your life. Okay. Next item of interest here. This is coupled with an announcement this week from the government of Mexico, which has imposed one of the strictest anti-smoking laws in the world. You wonder why this isn't done in America. The new law basically is called the Law for Tobacco Control Reform, in effect already, that bans promotion, advertising, sponsorship of any tobacco products, the use of e-cigarettes, that sort of thing. It's a blanket ban that extends to all federal and state tobacco control laws, changes everything. It was first enacted, some of it enacted 2008, and now it is more a focus. And one of the problems they have in Mexico, as we do here, is COPD, brought about because of all of the cancer and all of the other things, lung diseases, emphysema, from smoking. So now I see something about surgery and people who are undergoing certain kinds of surgery who have COPD issues. What's the story?
Well, COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or emphysema, most of it is caused by smoking. And let me just pile on a few bits that you mentioned about smoking. You know, if you want to lose 11 years of your life, you know what the easiest way of doing it is?
Puff away.
Exactly, smoking cigarettes. And also, we're so concerned about deaths from guns, and we're concerned about that, and I guess about 20,000 Americans die from the use of guns a year. But you know, twice as many, 40,000, die from secondhand smoke.
Yep.
So secondhand smoke is killing twice as many Americans a year than all the handguns in America per year.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? And we still subsidize tobacco farmers.
Well, and so with a little bit of background, if we still have a moment,
yeah,
we can talk about the medical news this week from the Canadian Medical Association Journal, is that if one's undergoing major surgery, this significantly raises the death risk of major surgery in people who have COPD. And people who have COPD or emphysema, their costs postoperatively are much higher than the rest of us. So the cost to care for people to recuperate from major surgery, not only do you put yourself at higher risk of death, you also put yourself at much higher risk of spending a lot more money postoperatively. And I think that anybody who is a big-time smoker and has emphysema, the risks of major surgery have to be considered. All the rest of the risks have to be reduced. And this has to be fully discussed with the patient so patients understand the risks that they're getting themselves into. And more importantly, the way not to get into this state, obviously, is to not start smoking. And if you smoke, stop or ask for help to stop.
Lots of different ways of getting help. But if you're really addicted, like my mother was, and she, the person that I took care of the last year of her life, she lived to be 50. That was it. The last 10 years of her life were miserable. She started smoking when she was 17 because she thought it was the thing young girls did. And so from that point to the rest of her life, she was so addicted that she smoked on the last day of her life under oxygen. Just that she was 85 pounds of skin and bones. And that's kind of stuff that we're talking about here. And still, as I said before, the tobacco companies, what an outrage, are still getting subsidies. Tobacco growers are getting subsidies. It's gross negligence on the part of the government. And why we put up with it is a very good question. Continuing on, Dr. Cannon and Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. Here's for the weight loss folks. You're at it, right? You're doing a good job. You've lost an inch already. Maybe you've lost a couple of pounds already. Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight, the simple way, the non-toxic way, and the way to keep it off, guaranteed or your money back. That's why people choose Calitrin, because they know it's been around for 25 years. They know there are no hidden fees or recurring plans. You don't get schnookered into giving them your credit card, and then before you know it, more stuff arrives that you didn't want, didn't need. It is so safe, no gluten in it. It's collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera. Those are the ingredients. These ingredients in calitrin will break down protein and increase the available amino acids. Does that sound too technical? All you want to know is that it works, right? Go to toploss.com. Take advantage of the fact that you can connect with a counselor that will help you through the process. They're very supportive, very helpful, and it's a good positive way for you to have a positive image of yourself when you look in the mirror. 4 months free, the current program as we are starting off the new year right. Get on it. Utilize the collagen, protein, and calitrin to rebuild your body. Check it out. Click on toploss.com, the stories of people who've been successful. Check out using the Doug code so you get free shipping and access to these 4 free months. That's Calitrin, the national, natural, well, it is national. Nationally, it's being used as the natural way to successful pound lossage, inch lossage. Lose that weight. Calitrin at toploss.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples is everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
From the creators of Kentucky Fried Chicken comes the Taste Good Holiday Event of the Year. KFC's $5 Famous Bowl. Starring crispy chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and everyone's favorite, melty cheese.
I'm in love with you, Famous Bowl.
Treat yourself to the bowl critics are calling a whole lot of food that even a Scrooge couldn't resist.
Humbug, that's tasty.
Gift yourself a KFC Famous Bowl for just $5. Now on the app and at a Kentucky Fried Chicken near you. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health this weekend. This is something that really intrigues me because we've been talking, as much as we put COVID sort of on the back burner for now, one of the things that was a problem with COVID, people reporting loss of smell. But apparently it can be associated with other things, not just COVID. Right, Ken?
Yes, exactly. Especially the original variant. Was one of the symptoms was especially this loss of smell. But we learned this week in the Journal of Gerontology, Doug, that loss of smell in general seems to demonstrate frailty in older adults. And I think that maybe out of COVID, but in general, your primary care doctor is going to be starting to check, especially as you get older, your sense of smell. They check your When you go to the primary care doctor and get your physical, they'll check your eyesight, they'll check your hearing. And I think as you get older, they're going to start checking your smell because it seems like loss of it is more associated with frailty as you get older. And maybe that's the time to really start the caution to avoid that fall.
Yep, that's important to do. Remember, Dr. Ken is at your service at Lake Cardiology. Dial up his staff at 352-735-1400 for an appointment in the office down in Florida, or telemedicine, the Zoom connection. Lots of people get lots of great results having their conversation. You obviously have a question. Let's get an answer from Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. We continue in a matter of moments.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's move back into the info zone from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here going through lots of the research. Okay, so the folks, you're a cardiologist. Do you deal with people that have high blood pressure all the time? It's one of the major killers that we unfortunately have in our world. Humans have high blood pressure. They contribute to it by eating wrong, all kinds of things, stress, anxiety. So what's the fix here to people who have high blood pressure problems?
What's the fix in general?
Yeah. Well, when the antidote, if you will, to have, if you don't want to take blood pressure medicine, then what do you do? A lot of people don't want to take the statin stuff. I didn't want to take it. That's not necessarily for high blood pressure, but yeah, cholesterol.
No, I don't know why you're afraid of statins. The only severe side effect of statins is that they take away the work from the undertaker. But
no, the side effect that I had when I had it, and I said this to you, what was distressing to me was the cramps that I was having. We went from one to another to like three or four different statins. They all produced unbelievable cramps with me, and I just wasn't sleeping.
There is a small fraction of people who do have severe cramps with the statins, and 9 out of 10 of them, if you take CoQ10, 100 milligrams, it gets rid of them. But I guess that didn't work for you.
I still take CoQ10. Frankly, because I think it's good for you, but it didn't help me in that department. All right,
a small fraction, but that's cholesterol. And you brought up blood pressure, and yes, and I love to start with lifestyle changes. First line, step one for treating high blood pressure, but there are a fraction of people who don't respond adequately. But most importantly, staying away from salt. Anyone with high blood pressure should not own a salt shaker and should look for foods that have low sodium in them. Getting down to ideal body weight. You lose 10 pounds, I guarantee your blood pressure will go down, and that's a big factor. Mental stress reduction, we talked about that before. Also, getting enough sleep, getting 7 hours of sleep. This is such a big deal for everybody. If you have sleep apnea, untreated sleep apnea will cause high blood pressure. That's a big item. Getting once the doctor tells you it's okay, getting into a good aerobic exercise program. Also, another lifestyle issue that will help get your blood pressure under control. So for many people, and also the mental stress, that has to get under control to get the blood pressure under control. So I think I covered most of the lifestyle changes that you need to make to get your blood pressure under control. And you need to check it at home when you've been resting for at least 5 to 10 minutes. Your mental stress and your physical stress are gone, because blood pressure is so reactive and you have to control for that. You don't want to measure reactive high blood pressure. And if you don't get the mental stress and the physical stress totally under control, you'll get a reactive number. And that's why you need to do this yourself at home with a calibrated device. And that's how you get your baseline blood pressure. So for many, lifestyle changes don't adequately work. They're important, and then you have to start medication, because high blood pressure out of control just leads to horrible things, heart attacks, strokes, problems from head to toe, your eyes, your kidneys, your everything. Sexual performance, all affected by circulation problems.
And one of the things that happened, I had my physical this week, my regular physical with my northern doctor, and when I went into the office, my blood pressure was 130 over 70. It's usually 110 over 70. I sat still for 4 minutes, and it went right down to 110. So that's exactly what you're talking about. All right, so there's the blood pressure situation. Coming up to the bottom of the hour, Dr. Ken continues for another half hour here on Good Day Health.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at, and you can quote.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Federal Aviation Administration announced Thursday contract personnel unintentionally deleted files, disrupting a key computer system and prompting a nationwide ground stop on January 11th that disrupted more than 11,000 U.S. flights. Contractors were trying to correct synchronization between a live primary database and a backup database. Starting in November, before the midterm elections, about 20 top-secret government documents were revealed by President Biden's attorneys in a Washington, D.C. office building and in his personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware. Republican Jim Jordan on Fox.
I think everyone is surprised at every response we have gotten from the White House. Everyone's surprised at how this whole thing is unfolded. I still don't know the answer to why they were looking in the first place. What prompted them to go look on November 2nd?
A TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have my friend Ken here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to help you with his good advice, both on the air and in person at his clinic. Again, I underscore that local number, the area code 352-735-1400, to talk to somebody in the office to make an appointment, either to go see Ken in person or on a Zoom call. It's a very cool experience. You'll like it, and it'll be very helpful to you. All right, let's talk about, we always have, it seems every week there's something about dementia and Alzheimer's because it's such a huge problem. So there's some help here for people who are getting dementia because they're by themselves. Is that a cause? Can it be a cause of dementia?
Absolutely. Loneliness, social isolation raises the risk of dementia, and technology, you know, email, screens, here's where it can stimulate the brain. This is out of the Journal of the American Geriatric Society this week. So it's very important not to be alone and not to be stimulating that brain. Not exercising the brain will lead to dementia. As we
really? Exercise it. Well, but there are a lot of exercises. You can be reading Roget's Thesaurus, right? You can get a lot of stuff out of that. Anything that reading magazines or doing puzzles or, you know, anything that stimulates your brain, it would seem. I think that's one of the reasons that I love still doing radio, because it's challenging. There's always something going on. Same with you continuing to practice, because it stimulates your brain and keeps your body going as well. Just keep it, your body, you know, I think we've talked about this over the years any number of times. According to many of the things that you read about your body and its potential, if it wasn't for the things that we do, like eating wrong food, smoking, that sort of thing, not getting enough exercise, not getting enough sleep, your body actually could live to be 145. And we've, you know, I don't know what life would be like. You wouldn't know. I think the last week there was the oldest woman in the world died. She was 116. You know, that seems to be about as far as people get. But imagine if the doctors were right and we didn't mess ourselves up, we could live to 145. So that would mean if you were 145 today, you could have been around at the end of the Civil War. Imagine that, huh? Think about that. It's pretty well, maybe not the Civil War, but certainly the Industrial Revolution of the 1880s. By the way, the Industrial Revolution brought us a lot of changes in medicine, right? Isn't that when doctors started becoming more prominent? I mean, there were certainly doctors around, and they made house calls and stuff. But wouldn't you say the information that was available, the techniques that were available, isn't that? When did operating rooms come into existence? Wasn't it about that? How was it? I'm thinking about all the people that got hurt and killed during the Civil War, and a lot of them died because they couldn't get medical treatment, right? You're just out in the, I suppose maybe that's true of any war, though it just seemed to be more pronounced then. Do you think I'm right, Ken, on that?
Well, I think probably World War One really more sterile technique. And, you know, antibiotics really didn't get introduced till World War Two.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Mm-hmm. So it's amazing how much of this is out of the modern era. But back in the Civil War, they were operating without sterility, you know, wide open.
Yeah.
Barely washed their hands.
Yeah. Put some whiskey on it and it'll be fine. Call me in the morning, as it were. All right. Let's get to more cannabis news. I know you like to, you think that I'm big on legalized cannabis. I perhaps was more interested in it when I thought I could grow it on my farm. But I'm not as critical. Maybe I don't know as much as you do. What's the latest on cannabis legalization?
Well, I heard that passion about cigarettes and nicotine. And then,
why don't I have it for cannabis?
To many of us in medicine, you know, who are trying to prevent illness, you know, we hear the passion in some, like yourself, gladly and good about nicotine, but then we scratch our heads when we don't also hear the same passion about cannabis. And for recreational use, I don't mean for medical, actual medical mm-hmm. uses, but for right. recreational uses. And here we go. We just learned from the medical journal Preventive Medicine out recently that cannabis legalization has been tied to increases in pediatric asthma. So kids in areas where cannabis has been legalized for recreational use, there's this associated increase in asthma among children. And we all know in medicine that correlation is not necessarily cause and effect, but I think it definitely lights up this area, shines the light, and tells us we need to study this a lot more.
Yeah, well, I think there's no question that it isn't good for you unless you're using it for medical purposes, and it is very helpful. I know a lot of people that have benefited from it who are suffering from the pain of cancer and certain operations. So, but it's a dividing line. The recreational use versus the medicinal use, certainly two different things. Here's something for the homeopaths and those who think that we never talk about vitamins here. Use of vitamin D. The more I read about this over the years, you started me thinking about it when we did the first measurement a number of years ago about how much vitamin D is in your system. So what? How do you know that? What do you measure? You just got my blood panel. I don't know if you've seen it yet or looked at it, but from my trip to Quest last Friday, what is there about vitamin D, A, that doesn't show up, and why we don't have it? Because many of us spend time in the sun. It's really kind of amazing that it doesn't show up. That was always my question to you. I take supplements. I'm out in the sun all the time. How come my vitamin D level isn't stronger?
Well, a couple of big picture first. You get vitamin D, which is a very important vitamin, which helps bodily processes, not only in the bones, but from head to toe. And the two ways you get it is from sunlight and also by eating it. And the problem where you are, you're pretty far up in the northern latitude, so the intensity of the sun is less, so you're not going to get as much from the sun as maybe somebody who lives near the equator. And the other issue, how you get it, is whether it's being absorbed. I recommend that everybody take their vitamin D with a meal, and it's absorbed so much better, and it has a much greater effect. But the news this week about vitamin D is, I guess we'll do this when we have a moment after the break.
No, you can tell it now. You can do it now.
Okay, the news this week about vitamin D comes out of the medical journal Melanoma Research, and what they discovered was, and they have not yet looked at the dose, more study needs to be done, but they noticed that in people who admitted to taking vitamin D supplement had fewer melanoma skin cancers, and this is so important. Melanoma can be deadly, and the take home is that taking some vitamin D can really prevent some of this. So what the exact dose should be for all of us was not answered by the study. This was all comers. Do you take any vitamin D supplement? If the answer was yes, you were in one column. No, you were in the other column. And more study for the ideal dose. I'll tell you what I do. I take a multivitamin every day that has 1,000 units of vitamin D in it. That's how I get mine. I take it after a meal. You can take on your own up to 2,000 units a day. If you're taking more than that, don't do it without a doctor's guidance, because vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. It gets stored in the fat, and you can do yourself in with too much vitamin D and get vitamin D toxicity, which is very bad. So you want to put that thread right in the needle and get the right amount. And the right amount is somewhere for most of us every day is about 1,000 to 2,000 units a day. Most of us about 1,000. But ask your doctor to check. It's really easy. Just ask your doctor with your yearly blood work, you know, check my vitamin D level.
How do you do that? What are you looking at when you look at the blood panel? Does it say specifically vitamin D, or is it something else that indicates it?
It'll say vitamin D and maybe a number after that, or maybe some other letters, but it'll say vitamin, the word vitamin, capital D, and maybe just that, or maybe some other numbers or letters. It's pretty clear. And you want it 30 or over and not higher than the reference range on your lab slip.
All right, so that's the story. Vitamin D, very important. Maybe that's why I never had any melanoma or skin problems, because I'm out in the sun all the time on the farm in the summertime for like 10 months out of the year. I'm out in the sun 6-8 hours a day, but I have taken vitamin D for a long time from standard process, and I think maybe that's it, as you explain it that way. So
sunscreen and cover that skin.
All right, Dr. Ken and COVID up next here. Food for thought about those of you who are doctors those of you who are farmers, those of you who have any type of business, small business, restaurants, etc., construction companies, now you can go to covidpayment.com and get up to $26,000 per employee. If you had five or more employees on your payroll between 2020 and 2021, this is nirvana for you. $26,000. Yep, you heard right. Go to covidpayment.com. You'll answer a few questions, simple questions, and then the accountants there will go to work. They'll do the rest. You get paid. They take a percentage of it. Bing, bang, boom. You can use it for a bonus to help your business, anything you want to do. But do it. Don't wait. This stuff is, we're about at the end of the line, I think, so get in on COVID payments now. Go to covidpayment.com. Get the $26,000 per employee that you could get. covidpayment.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more? Now I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table 10 up!
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
Now for questions for Dr. Ken Cronos, 53 after the hour on the Good Day Health portion of the Good Day program. Dr. Ken and his research. A lot of people are asking about Lisa Marie Presley and what happened. I'm sure that you've read into it. The family letting a little bit more out of the bag, if you will, about her and what happened to her heart, cardiac arrest. It happened fairly quickly after the football player had the problems. He survived. She didn't. Do you have any insight into what was going on with her heart, Ken?
All I know is this past weekend I watched Police Squad and I haven't laughed so hard in a long time.
She was in that. Yes,
if you right. want some silliness in your life, you just a good laugh, just one bit of silliness after the other, you know, just watch Miss Presley and a few others in Police Squad. If you like baseball, even if you don't, it's just a nice stress. Get the steam out of the ears. All we know is that she had, they're saying, maybe you know more, but I just heard that she had sudden death. And yeah. I haven't heard why her heart suddenly.
Well, her father and her grandmother died of the same thing.
I mean, I could speculate that, yeah. you know, that she wasn't living a heart healthy life.
No, she wasn't. She was, there were drugs off and on during her life, like her father. But her great grandmother didn't have drugs. And so that's a question. But anyway, it's a warning to those. We go back to the discussion about cannabis and other things when you're abusing your body for whatever the reason, it's going to shorten your lifespan, especially if you've got problems in your life that you've inherited from other members
of the family. The most recent statement from the L.A. County coroner so far is that they're just asking that more time be given following the first autopsy before they're going to reveal the cause of death. So, again, you know, this is a Carnac the magician question you're asking me. And I
had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Continuation. The conversation never stops when it comes to medical health and well-being. Our podcast, Good Day Health, and the weekend program starring Dr. Jack Stockwell. And Dr. Ken Kronos. Okay, so Jack is here at the moment from his perch. I have not been, this is the longest time.
Yes.
I can remember.
Means you're still alive.
Not getting to see you and going to visit in Salt Lake City. That's where Jack's clinic is. He's an Anuka chiropractor. Practices there, has been for decades. His wife, Mary, in charge of the GAPS practice there and helping people figure out what's going on in their bodies, generally speaking. They have come up with some great ideas, including the Lee, the long life energy enzymes that you can get by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm sure Jack has explained how all that stuff works. So, as usual, I'm reading a lot of stuff. I drink tea every day. I have cold tea turning on my throat. I have warm tea. And I know that you've done some research on the consumption of tea and what happens if people are drinking it with regularity. So you want to spill that on us?
Well, one thing that I guess it's my hobby. If I'm not taking care of patients, I'm online researching. And I came across a study from Translational Psychiatry, of all places.
Wow.
And they found out that consuming tea can slow down the aging of the brain and improve cognitive function. It was published in a peer-reviewed Translational Psychiatry, of all places. And the study was done in China. But they had they were basing it on some information that came out of the United Kingdom, and the results simply were that people who consumed tea had a 16% lower overall risk of dementia than non-tea drinkers, and drinking black tea helped to increase longevity. Now, you know the difference between green tea and black tea. All tea
one's green and one's black.
Because, well, yes, all tea is green to start with, but when you roast the leaves, you end up with black tea. I mean, just, you know, like anything else, it kind of starts out green, and then we pick it, and same thing with coffee. Coffee beans are green until we roast them. But the results of the survey showed that people who had these tea drinks had a 16% lower overall risk of dementia than non-tea drinkers. Now, how much? Well, people who had two cups of tea every day had their risk of dementia reduced by 17%, 3 to 4 cups, 20%, and those who consumed 5 to 6 had about a 20% risk reduction. Drinking more than 6 cups didn't seem to make any difference. But it was interesting that towards the end of the study, they talked about some other dementia-preventing foods, like fresh, raw, organic berries, cruciferous vegetables, the crunchy vegetables, you know, broccoli, cauliflower, that kind of stuff,
right.
Leafy greens like kale, and then a wide variety of nuts. And the thing about these is the things I just mentioned are all things that Mother Nature made before man gets his hands on it and overly processes it and removes the real nutritional factors from the food. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing I thought, when I stumbled across that about tea, it just blew me away. There's studies similar with coffee, but tea has a little bit of a different effect on people. It has a little less caffeine for one thing. But it's an interesting study, up to 20% reduction just by 2 to 3 cups of tea a day of dementia and the aging of the brain.
Yeah. So when you talk to people about what you eat, what you consume, maybe it isn't just about eating, it's what you consume, what you put in your body. You and I have this conversation all the time when we go out for dinner or whatever, because you eat beef and I don't. You like raw stuff and I don't. And I'm pretty healthy and you're pretty healthy. So is it possible that there's more than one way to maintain one's health and well-being?
Well, yes. If you had a grandmother raised on a farm who was able to make sure the eggs that she produced that created your mother were very healthy eggs, and your mother likewise had a decent from-the-earth diet before you were conceived, we now know are some of the most important things relative to your ongoing health, just as the reverse shows up. We're finding out sicker and sicker generations being born now of sicker mothers who didn't outwardly express sickness, but we know because of their diets, the quality of the eggs they produced were not up to par with their grandparents or great-grandparents. And it makes a huge difference that mother is as healthy as she can be before the egg you were conceived from shows up.
You know, that's very interesting.
What else can you do? Clean air, plenty of sleep, good clean water, and love your neighbors.
Maybe, love is in the air. Love, no, you're right. That's a good cycle. And the spirit, mind, body connection does help you overcome a lot of things that would otherwise take you down. All right.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.